In conversation with James Davis, the Managing Director of UPAD.co.uk, the UK's number one lettings agency. Yet another stakeholder in the property industry says that property prices are going up this year. 2.3%, again, not just this year, but the last 5 or 6 years we've seen wages stand still. James, what on earth is happening?
What we're seeing is that house prices continue to increase at twice the rate of people's incomes, which means the affordability gap continues to grow. My take from this is that the amount of tenants that will be looking to rent in the years to come will continue to grow. It's an ideal time to become a landlord, as the pool of available tenants is going to continue to grow.
One in five properties are rented at the moment, but that figure will surely rise as the generational struggle between people who are attempting to buy and people who own just gets wider and wider.
Indeed, I see this becoming a nation of haves and have-nots as far as property is concerned. The two largest groups of tenants we're seeing are families with children and singletons, and there's going to be no let-up, as far as I'm concerned, about the quantity of tenants that will be looking to rent in the months and years to come.
I suppose the impact is anyone over the age of 40 will be a homeowner in broad brush strokes, and those under 40 will be struggling either to leave mummy and daddy's home or indeed be a renter for longer into their single and possibly married lives too.
Indeed, we're already seeing that the average first-time buyer is 35, which is up considerably over the last decade. That will continue to grow, and meaning that there's more opportunity for landlords to let out properties, whether that's in the capital or indeed around the rest of the UK.
If wages are staying the same, James, where are these price rises coming from? Is it really from Russia, Malaysia, Brazilians, Chinese, Indians and Italians who are unsettled in their own economies? Or is it just the hype of your average estate agent out there popping prices up 5% because they always seem to go that way?
I think you've still got key towns around the UK and London, obviously, that is a magnet for employment. And we're just simply not building enough properties to match demand. And we haven't for many, many years. And we're now playing catch up on that. I think house prices will continue to grow for the short and medium term because that balance is not going to be sorted out until then. That said, interest rates are at an all-time low. It's not like you've got a magical factor that can change the demographic, that to change the marketplace that it did 10 years ago, for example.
So from your position as the boss of UPAD.co.uk, this has a very good impact for you on business and indeed for your customers.
Indeed, it's an ideal time to become a landlord or to increase your overall portfolio size. But I do think it comes a health warning that there may be more tenants out there looking to rent, which is healthy for demand and what you can charge. But it also means you need to do more due diligence to ensure those people that you're looking to take on are indeed good tenants rather than just OK tenants.
James Davis from UPAD.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Johnny.